Tonight's daf is daf Ayin Hey. So we got to the very last line of Ayin Dalad, Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. The pasuk appears in Mishle. It says, Ki yitain bakos eino yishalech b'meisharim. That person places his eyes on a cup, he goes on a straight path. What does this pasuk in Mishle mean? So Gemara says, it's machlokas Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. Chad amar kol hanosein eino bekoso arayos. Then kulon domitalav kimesher. A person who places eino bekosa, really he loves drinking, he's an alcoholic, let's say. So then all arayos, all that is to him, mesher, something that's mutter, something that's straight, something that's permissible. So a person who drinks so much, that's is going to result in arayos. That's what this pasuk means. The chad amar, the other one interprets the pasuk to mean amar kol hanosein eino bekoso, kol olam kulo doma alav kimesher. A person who views the whole world as rather, he also, nosin eino bakoso, he also loves to drink, then the entire world appears to him like mishur, like something is permitted. He doesn't, look at Rashi. Rashi says, kol ha'olam doma alav kimishur, mamon acherim doma lo heter. He thinks everyone's property is permitted to him. So in essence, when a person becomes an alcoholic, it's either going to result in a riles, or it's going to result in gzela of some sort. That's what the pasuk means. Next pasuk, Gemara quotes, pasuk that appears in Maseches, in Mishle as well. This is a pasuk, this is a drasha that the therapist very much enjoy. The pasuk says, Daga belev ish yashchena. If there's worry in a person's heart, yashchena. What does yashchena mean? So Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, chadamar yashchena midaito, chadamar yashchena lacher. He should suppress it inside his mind. That's what daito means. Don't think about it. If something bothers him, just ignore it. And others say, no, yisichen lachem, he should speak it out to others, get it off his chest, that's going to help him deal with the worry. So that's why the therapist like this, it's supposed to open up to the therapist and tell them your issues. Then the Gemara quotes another pasuk. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, v'nachash ofar lachmo. The snake's bread is dirt, the snake eats the dirt. So Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, they have a machlokas here, what does this mean? Chad amar afilu ochel koma dane olam tomhem tam afar, that all the any candy that you might give them, everything tastes like dirt. They don't have any taste buds. It all tastes like dirt. That's what it means. And chad amar, the other one says, no, afilu ochel koma dane olam ein daitam yushevaslav ad shiocha afar. Now, what it means is it gets no satisfaction. It doesn't get full until it actually eats dirt. So that's the klala, the curse of the nachash. Tani, the Brisa says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bo Rei Shelo Kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar V'dam. Hashem obviously works very different than man. How so? Midas Basar V'dam Maknit Es Chavero Yoridi Molochayev. A person who's Maknit his friend, what does Maknit his friend mean? He minimizes his friend, he goes down with him. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein? Not true. Kol Es HaNachash? So when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu curses the Nachash, Ola lagag mizonosim imo, yored lemata mizonosa imo. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a klala, it's still within this klala, there's a bracha built in. Because the nachash klala was to just eat dirt. But he could find dirt anywhere, so it's almost the matana. He could go to the roof and find dirt on the top, he could go to the bottom and find dirt on the bottom. So he could find dirt wherever he goes. It's a klala, but not such a bad klala. Kol es kanan, he cursed kanan. Ochel mashirab rabo ochel v'shosa mashirabo shosa. He cursed Canaan that he should be an Eved Canaanian owned by everybody else. Yet, even though he's a slave, he eats whatever his master eats. So if his master is certainly a wealthy person who could own a slave, he's going to be eating delicacies. And then, kol es ha'isha, he curses the woman. Hakol rotz nacharev, but yet everyone's chasing after the woman, even though they're cursed. And then, kol es ha'adama, he cursed the ground, and yet still hakol nizona heimana, everyone is eating from the ground. Mar now quotes another pasuk. Pasuk appears in Mitzrayim, in the context of Yitzis Mitzrayim. It says, "Achrinus hadag ashenecha b'Mitzrayim chinam," that they were complaining. Klaiso was complaining in the Midbar that they remembered the fish that they once ate in Mitzrayim chinam, literally for free. So what does this mean? So Rav and Shmuel have a machlokas how to interpret this pasuk. Chad amar one hold dagim, mamish fish, and chad amar arayos. This is a reference, really a hint, a remez towards arayos. Man the damer dogim, one who says this is referring to eating fish. Dichsiv nechal, it says eating. So that's referring to food. That's why they said dogim. It says dog in the pasuk. Uman damer arayos, the one who says that this pasuk refers to arayos. Dichsiv chinam, for free. There were no rules. Everything was free.
What are arayos?
What are illicit relationships with relatives and people who are married. Ulman nedamar arayos, the one who says that this pasuk is referring to arayos, haksiv nechal, but doesn't it say nechal? That's talking about food. This is not talking about arayos. So why is the pasuk nechal? What does the word nechal mean if the context is really referring to arayos? Gemara says, Lishna Baalya Nukit, they just chose a proper word to use, a more appropriate word, but it obviously didn't really mean Nechal, it really meant engaged in Tashmish. Dichsiv, as a pasuk says elsewhere in Mishlei, Achla Umechate Pia of Amra Lopalti Oven. That pasuk, everyone agrees, is referring to Arayos, even though the word Achla is being used, it's just using a more appropriate word of Lishna Baalya. Now, the man damar dagim, the one who says that this pasuk is referring to actually fish, they're complaining that the fish they used to get for free in Mitzrayim, my chinam. What was the freedom that they were talking about? What was the chinam? To have a maisinin lehubba mefkera, because they were able to collect it from hefker. It was mamish free. They didn't cost any money. They had all this, the beautiful, tasty fish that was for free. Damar mar, kishahayu yusol shavin maim, whenever they draw water up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu masmin lehem basoch hamayim dagim ketanim bekadem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make sure that some fish would come up with him as well to eat. So that's what's chinam. So bishma leman damar dagim. This makes sense, the one who interprets the pasuk to mean referring to fish. Aval arayos lo, prita behu. But arayos, they weren't talking about arayos because they weren't poets together. They were not involved in arayos in Mitzrayim. Hainu dechsev, that's what the pasuk says. Pasuk in Shir Shirim, it says, gan nal achosi kalavagomer. That it was closed, that they had respect for each other, they were not engaged in arayos there. But eloleman damar arayos, but if you hold that they actually were engaged in arayos in Mitzrayim, my mayan chosim, what does it mean that literally the spring was closed? So if they were engaged in arayos, what other area was closed off? What were they keeping? So Gemara says, mehanach dasum lo pritibuhu. From the other, you assume that they were not being carried together. It wasn't everything. They were involved in arayos, but they were other assumed that they were not involved with. That's what the Gemara here, the pasuk references, that's what they were holding back from. So then the Gemara says, Bishma l'mandamer, this all makes sense, the one who holds arayos, haynu dechsiv, that's what the pasuk says, Vayishma Moshe sa'am bochel l'mishpochosav, that Moshe heard that the nation was crying on their families. What does that mean? Al iske mishpachosav, on the matter, family matters, which means shenesu lehem l'shach of Eitzlam, that they couldn't be with their relatives who they once were able to be with. Once Kabbalah Sattara happened, all the sermons, you can't be with this one and that one, so that's why they started crying. So that all makes sense. Previously, that they were mutter. Eleman damar dagim, if they were complaining about fish, so my bocher mishpachosav, so what were they suddenly crying about their families for at Har Sinai if they were never engaged in arayos according to this man damar? So Gemara says, Hava ha havi, they both were true. When they were complaining to Hashem about the dagim, they were referring to both the fish and also referring to arayos. Then the Gemara quotes another pasuk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, Es kishum es havatichim, the cucumbers and the watermelons, I think they probably define this as. So Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yasi, they have a machlokas how to interpret this pasuk as well. Chad amar, one hold, tam kol aminim tamu bimon. Tamu chameshes aminim halalu lo tamu bo. So the mon could taste like anything you wanted, except the five grains it cannot taste like. That's the one thing we learn. And chadamar tam kol aminim tamu tamon umemashon v'halalu tamon v'lo mamashon. The other opinion thinks that the mon could taste like anything you wanted, but all foods, not only did it taste like it, but it actually became the texture of that food. Except for the five grains, it could taste like the five grains, but it would never be the actual texture of the five grains. The Gemara said, look at Rashi for a second. See Rashi on the right column, around 10 lines up, halalu lotamu, shehen kashim luubros umenikios. The five grains is hard. It's hard for the women who are pregnant and nursing to digest. So that's why it couldn't taste like it. So either it didn't taste like the five grains, or it tasted, but it didn't have the texture of the five grains. That's the machlokas. Then the Gemara quotes another pasuk. The pasuk says, we'll skip the word, v'haman kizera gad lavan, it was like a seed that was white. So what does this mean? So Amar Rabbi Yasi, agal kigida, it was circular like a gida. What is a gida? It's a type of seed, a pit. And lavan kimargalias, it was white like a pearl. God shedome lizera pishan bigivolim. It was a god that was similar to the flax seeds. Okay. Achim Omrim, others say, God Shadom la Hagada. No, God means Halashan Hagada, to speak, to talk. Shemoshechas libo shel adam kemaim. When a person ate the manna, it caused them to speak and talk. Not sure what type of talking. Does Rashi say anything here? No, but it would engage a person in conversation. L'chora Torah, but it would help a person speak, whatever that means. Then the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tani Idach, another Braisa says, God shemagid lehem liyisrael, Iben Tisha Larishon, Iben Shival Achon. So let's say a woman was married to one husband, and that husband died, and then she got married to a second husband, and now she's pregnant. And you're not sure if that child was from the first husband or the second husband, so then the man will tell you who the child is. Does Rashi tell us that? I think maybe the Gemara later on will tell us how we know who was the right one. I think when the extra man was closer to one of the houses of that father, that would indicate who the father of the child was. Now there's a big discussion the Achronim talk about. There's a concept we find in the Gemara, lo b'shemayim hi. When it comes to halacha, we don't do based on shemayim. The famous machlokas Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, right? Mar b'metzia, Baskel, right? We don't trust Baskels, not only Baskels, anything from shemayim. We don't trust Eliyahu Navi, who tells us how to pask in a shiloh. We don't trust him either. So how can we trust the man? Isn't this b'shemayim hi? We say lo b'shemayim hi. So they discuss this, and one of the answers that they meant that's very popular amongst the Achronim is, we don't paskin. Let's say there's a machlokas had a paskin. That's when we don't go based on shemayim. But let's say there's a metzias. We just don't know what happened. Something happened. There's a fact. We don't know what the fact is. Then we can trust shemayim. So the fact is there is one father. We don't know who the father is. So then we could trust shemayim. But if it's a machlokas, not in fact, but had a paskin a halacha, then we say lo b'shemayim. So that's a popular understanding in the Gemara, in the Achronim. Then the Gemara says, why was it love and why was it white? Shemal bin avonoseim shel Yisrael. By eating the man, it would whiten. It would provide tshuva and mechila to everyone, to all of Klal Yisrael who ate. Tanya Brisa says, Rabbi Yossi omer kishem shenavi hayom magid lehem Yisrael. Mashe b'chor v'mashe b'sadakim. Just like a Navi would tell a person what they had hidden away in their holes and the cracks of the walls. Kach haman magid lehem Yisrael mashe b'chor v'mashe b'sadakim. So too, the man would indicate what a person had in their holes and cracks in their walls. Ketzad, how does that work? Shnayim shebo lefnei Moshe ladin. Two people come, have a machlokas. They come to Moshe. Zeomer avdi ganavta, zeomer ata machartili. One says, you stole my eved. And the other one says, no, you sold me the eved. So amar la Moshe, leboker mishpat. In the morning, we'll find out who was right. Lamacha the next day, im nimta omro bebayis, Rabbo Rishon, if the man is found in the owner of the house of the first owner, so then we're going to paskin biyadua shezeganva. So the second guy stole it. Beim nimsa omro bebeis Rabbo Sheni. If it's found in the second owner, biyadua shezemachalo, it must be it's rightfully his. It must have been sold to him. V'chein ish v'isha shabal lefnei Moshe. So too, if a man and woman come to Bezdin, ze omer hayasarcha alive, he emers hu sarcha alive. This one says that in terms of collecting the look at Rashi, he says in the left column, three narrow lines down, he says, "Who sarach alai shivitovasa ksubasa?" He did something mean to her, and they want the ksuba. So who's right? So Amar Lahem Moshe. Moshe says, "Leboker mishpat." We'll find out the judgment in the morning. Lamacha the next day, im nimsa omra bebais baila biyadua shehi sarach alav. It was found in the house of the husband, so certainly she was the one who caused everything to go sour. But nimsa omra bebais avia, it was found in her father's house, the father-in-law's house. Then be a du'a shehu sarach ala, that he was the cause for this marriage to go sour. Ksiv, the Gemara quotes another pasuk describing the man, uberedes hatal al hamachane, laila, yarad aman alav. So the evening, the dew would come down, and then the man would fall on top of the tal. Uksiv, then it's written, v'yotza am v'lokto, the am would go out and collect it. Uksiv, then it's also written, shatu am v'loktu. And then what's the difference between Shatu versus Vyatza? I think Shatu means they would go further out. Is that what they say? Right, you see Rashi. Rashi says in the left column here, four narrow lines down, Yarod Haman Alav, Alma Besoch Hamachni Yarod. It was Mamish, the man who fell within the camp. Uksiv Vyatza Ham, they went out, Vlaktu, Yitzia Mechutz L'machne, they had to leave the camp to find the man. And Ksiv, there's a third pasuk that describes, as Rashi says, Shatu Mashma Lamakam Rachel, they have to go to a very far place based on the pasuk in the Eov, Mishud HaBaretz. So was it in the camp? Was it right outside the camp? Or was it really far away? Where was it? So the Gemara says, Okay, tzaddikim yarda pesach be'pasayim. The tzaddikim have found mamish in the entrance to their homes. Beinanim yatsu v'laktu. The beinanim had to just exit the camp, and it was right there outside the camp. But the rishayim shatu v'laktu. They had to go far away to find their man. That's how we reconcile these three pesukim. Another pasuk says k'siv lechem, bread. Uksiv ugo is referring to cakes. Uksiv etachnu, you had to grind it. Okay, tzaddikim lechem. The tzaddikim got bread. Beinanim got ugos. They got cake. And Rishayim Tachnu B'Rechayim, the Rishayim had to actually mamish grind it and fashion the dough in order to make the cake or the challah. Then the Gemara quotes another pasuk. It says, "O dacho b'meducha," or you would grind it, crush it in the grinder. What does this mean? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Yisema Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Melamed Sheyarod Lehem Liyisrael Im Ha'am Tachshitei Nashim, that along with the man, also some spices. Usually tachshita means jewelry, it also means spices sometimes. The spices fell down for the women. Davar shenidoch b'meducha, something that needs to be ground in order to create the scent. That's why it says b'meducha by the man. Then the pasuk says, ubishlo ba'parah, and you cook it, they bake it in a parah. What's a parah? I think it's also a type of grinder, right? A pot? Is there a pot there? Okay. So Amar Rabbi Chamer Melamed Sheyar Lehem Yisol Im Hachaman Tzike Kedera. Certain spices, Rashi explained, in order to make it taste good. V'heim Heviu Elav Od Nedava Baboker, and then they would bring another Nedava in the morning. In the morning, he says the Baboker twice. What does it mean? My Baboker, Baboker. What's the double lashon? So Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonas on Midav Midbar Sheyar Lehem Baboker Baboker. Milamed sheyardu lehem liyisol avanim tovos umargolios im haman. Then in the morning they would have not only man, they would also have beautiful precious stones and pearls that would come down along with the man. Why is it? How do we learn that from the word boker? Boker though, just to get to the actual word, it comes to include something extra, I guess. Where's Rashi? Rashi says sheyardu lehem avanim tovos. That one. So they dedicate certain things that they would find when they would find the man. What would they dedicate? They would dedicate these Avanim Tovos and Margolios. They would dedicate it towards the Kohen Gadol and towards the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Gemara quotes the pasuk, "Va'nesim heviu es avnei ha'shoam," and the Nesim, as we know, they brought all the precious stones that was needed for the Kohen Gadol's big day kuna. Ma. That's where this place said, Tana Nesim Mamish. Some say, not the Nesim as we call them. Nesim mean referring to like clouds, I think. The clouds brought the Avnei Shoam. So one opinion thinks Nesim Mamish, Mamish clouds brought these Avanim, the Avnei Shoam. The Chain Hu Omer, like it says in the Pasuk, Nesim V'ruach V'geshem Ayin. Okay. V'haya Tamo Kitam, how do you pronounce that word there? Leshet Hashemen. Find the pasuk. 1 second here. Yeah, Leshet Hashemen, that it would taste like the shad of Hashemen. What does it mean, shad Hashemen? So Amar Rabbi Abahu, ma shade ze tinok toim ba kametamim. Just like when a child nurses, they're called shadayim. It has many different tastes to it. Af Haman calls man shiyisol ochlen oso motzin bo kametamim. So long as the Kleisa was eating them, I guess each bite, each time they would chew into it, would have many different tastes. Ikadami, others say it. The shade mamish, mamish to a shade that the shadim, these demons. Ma shade ze mishapech lekama gavrin, the shade is able to transform to different forms. Af hamon mishapech lekama tamim, so too the mon has the capability of transforming to various tastes. Then the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Vayomer Moshe b'seis Hashem lachem b'erev basar lechol. And Moshe says to the Am, when Hashem gives you in the evening meat to eat, v'lechem b'boker lizboa, and bread in the morning to satiate yourself. So Tana Mishmei Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha basa sheshalu shelo kugan niten lehem shelo kugan. They asked inappropriately. They asked for meat. They should not have asked for meat. So since they asked in an inappropriate way, it was given to them shelo kugan. What shelo kugan about it? That was given to them at nighttime when it's not the time to go outside and look for food. Lechem sheshalu kugan, but bread they asked for, they had every right to it, as Rashi says on the top of Ayin Himabez, Lechem sheshalu kugan, she'ef shar liyos below lechem, you can't live without bread, so therefore, niten lehem kugan, they were given in the proper time, they were given in the morning. Mikan lamdu Torah derech eretz. From here, the Torah teaches derech eretz. Shlo yochal adam baser ela b'layla. A person should only eat meat at night time. So Gemara says b'homer abai, but doesn't abai say hi man di ishle sudasa lo achli ela b'yomama? We saw this yesterday. If a person has a meal, he shouldn't eat at night. He should only eat during the daytime. So you could see what he eats, because we said in order to get the full satisfaction of food, you want to see what you're eating. Belaila, you can't eat. How come we could conclude above that you're supposed to eat dafka belaila? Whereas it's ke'en yamama kamina, meaning that you're able to see, not mamish during the daytime, meaning with candles. You're supposed to see the food, what you're eating, in order to really enjoy the food. But in a chanami, the basar is supposed to be eaten by laila, like the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them. So Amar v'acha bar Yaakov b'tchila hayu Yisrael domim k'tarnagolim sheminakin b'ashba. Initially, Klai Yisrael was like chickens just pecking away at the garbage without any set time to eat. They'd eat here and then 10 minutes to eat there. Achiba Moshe v'kavu lehem is man suda. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came and said, you have to have a suda. You have a morning meal and you have an evening meal. Two meals, and that's how a person's supposed to eat. That's derech eretz. More than quotes a pasuk, Abasar odenu ben shineihem, and the meat was still in their teeth when they died from eating all the slav. Then it says Ad Chodesh Yomim. Then the other opinion says, the other pasuk rather says, it lasted for a month until they died. So the Gemara says, okay, so how is this true? Beinonim la'altar. The Beinonim died right away. They didn't have to suffer anything. But the la'altar mesu. The Rishayim mitzarin v'holchin Ad Chodesh Yomim. But the Rishayim had to suffer in the pain of eating the basar. It took 30 days for them to finally pass away. Then it says, Vayishtachu. The pasuk describing the slav, the meat. Vayishtachu, the pasuk says. What do you mean vayishtachu? So Amar Reish Lakish al tikri vayishtachu ela vayishchatu. That is shchita. Melamech in ischayvu sonem shal Yisrael shchita. That the all the meat was spread out, but it means that all the enemies of Israel, meaning the Rishayim of Israel, all deserve to be shechted. They all deserve to be killed. Fine. Then the Gemara quotes the pasuk says Shatuach. I think it's darshing this word for a second. Shatuach now. What was the word Shatuach? I mean, it says Vayishtachu lahem Shatuach. Tana mishmeid Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha al tikri Shtuach el shachet shechted. What does this mean? Milamed sheyared lahem liyisol im haman davar shetaon shchita. It teaches us that along with the man came down some meat, namely the slav that required shchita. You had to shecht this meat that came down. Right, Rashi tells us that the slav is something that requires shechita. I'm not sure what the Havamina would have been otherwise, why you wouldn't require shechita if it's an animal, but that's what we're learning. You require shechita in this case. Yeah, is that true? I wonder, maybe.
It was already shechted. Yeah. It came down as ready to eat.
I mean, it came ready shechted. It sounded like...
ready to go. God wouldn't feed the Jews kosher meat.
It's true. Okay. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe, v'chi mikan ata lamad. From here, is this where you learn this? V'alo kfar nemar, doesn't already say, v'yam terlem ka'afar shar v'chichol hayam, of kanaf. And he brought down for them, like from dirt and like the sand, birds with wings. V'tani in the Brayta tells us that Rebbe Omer v'zavachta kashet v'sicha, that you're supposed to shacht it like I commanded you. Meaning, Melamed Shinistva Moshe Ala Veshet Va'akana. That he already were taught by Moshe to shecht the two different simanim of a shechita. Arov Echad Ba'of, and only one of the simanim is enough to shecht a chicken, a bird. Va'arov Shain Be'behema, if you're shechting an animal, so then you have to shecht most of the two simanim in the neck. So you already know the din of shechita from this pasuk. So that's not what Shtoach is teaching us, the din of shechita. Elamat Hamalor Shtoach, what do we learn from that pasuk? Melamed sheyar lehem mashtichin mashtichin. I think what it means is they were spread out. Right, they were spread out. That's how they came down. Mama spread out. Right, that is how they describe it in the article. This kind of sprawled out on the ground.
Layers and layers.
Okay, fine.
So when we learned the Shatuach, the Tana Mishmeid Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. It wasn't teaching us the din of shechita, it's just that something came down with the man
that required shechita. So it sounds like from Rebbe's question that not only something that required shechita, but that's when we were taught the halachas of shechita. That's what it sounds like from Rebbe's question. In which case, Rabbi says that's a different source. So it must be that shtoach means something else, namely that there are layers and layers and layers of shlav was lying on the ground. That's how it came down. Okay. Now there's, if I remember correctly, right, look at Rashi for a second, by the way. Rashi writes, v'zavachta kasher tivisich, on the right column, he says, v'lo matzinu b'torah tzivo hezvicha heach. There is no explicit place that kasher tivisich, there's no tivisich, there's no previous place where Moshe was ever told, at least written in the Torah, the halachas of shchita. So mikan says Rashi, ata lamad shenim sur lo halachos hilchos shchita alpe. All hilchos shchita was passed down a Kabbalah, the Torah Shabbal Peh, all the halachas are brought down in Maseches Chulin, but there are no real sources in the Torah. Marnal says, Ksiv Lechem, it says, it describes the man as bread. Uksiv Shemen, it describes it as oil. Uksiv Dvash, it describes it as honey. So Amar Biyosi, Rabbi Hanina, Lenarim Lechem, Lizakenim Shemen, Latinokos Dvash. For the teenagers, it was bread. For the older people, it was oil. And for the children, it was, for the babies, it was honey. So you see from here that honey's not dangerous for babies. They write on the honey. You can't give a baby under a year old because there's some bacteria that might be there. Certainly in those times it wasn't of concern. So Gemara says, Ksiv Slav, Akrinin Slav. It's written as Shlav. That's how it's written. But we pronounce it as Slav. So Amar Rabbi Chanina Tzadikim Ochlin also Bishalva. They ate it with peace, in peace. And Rishayim Ochlin also Vidomlen Kisilvin. They would eat it in such a fashion. What does Sylvan mean? It says Rashi, Lashon Kotim. It means like thorns. That's how it would be. It would taste like thorns. So Amri Bichanan bar Rava, Arba Mine Slav, for Slav, Hain, Ve'elu Hain. There are four types of Slav, and they are as follows. Sichli, Kibli, Pisyoni, Vislav, Ma'alya, Dechuli. I don't know what these types of birds are. Do they say any definitions? Probably not. You don't define it, right?
Footnote, four distinct subspecies of quail.
Okay. And apparently the Slav is the Malya Dechulu is the best of all them. And Sichli is Geria Dechulu. Sichli is the most inferior. Slav, Dechulu is Slav. The Have Kitsiporasa. What's that there? Like a bird. Let's see. Umosvinla Patanura. You place it in a oven. The tafach, it would expand. Have a mali tanura, it would fill the entire oven up. Umaskin and layatleis arifi. You place it on 13 what pieces of bread? Loaves of bread, fine. Vachrona eno nechaz elai de tarovis. And the last one would only be eaten through a tarovis because look at Rashi in the top left. Tachtona eno nechelas. Meirov hashuman hanivlaba vachol shekein ha'elyonos. The bottom one could not be eaten alone because it was so oily. You can only eat it with other types of food. So this quail was so juicy with fat overflowing. You place it on top of 12 bread, 13 bread, that oil would drip down to all the pieces of bread. Even the bottom one, which you imagine would have the least, still is very oily. It would give a person a stomach ache. You could only eat it if you have it with some other food to bring it down with it. That's how juicy and fatty it was. Gemara now says, Rav Yehuda mishtachach la bei dina Rav Chista. Sorry, Rav Yehuda mishtachach lei bei dani. So where's the Rashi here? Rashi says, two lines from the top left column, mishtachach lei hayu nimtzos lo bein chav Yosef sheyu mamtzin lo min shemayim. He was given a gift, that bei dina, between, I guess, the bati dina maybe, and place in Beis Din, he would find a piece of slav, Akash Baruch Hu, given these matanos. And you find them between the different barrels in the Beis Din. Rav Chista mishtachach lei Beit Tzivei. He would find them in his storage house of wood. Usually that's what Beit Tzivei means. Rava Maisi lei Arisa Koyoma. Rava's sharecropper would retrieve it from the field every day and bring the slav back to Rava. Can you imagine that? Yom Echad, one day, Lo Aisi, one day Rava's sharecropper did not bring him the slav. Amar, my high, what's going on here? Salak le'igra, he went to the rooftop. Shemai le'anuki, he heard a certain child say, the Kamer quoted the Pasuk, Shemati v'tirgaz bitni. So I heard, and my stomach is angry. So what does this mean? Amar shmamina nach nafshe de Rav Chista. It must be indicating Rav Chista was nifter. Ubadir Rabba achil tamideh. And it was only in light of Rav Chista that Rava, his rabbi's Talmud was eating. He wasn't eating because of his own right, he was only eating because of his Rebbe, Rav Chisda. But once Rav Chisda died, Rabbi no longer had his zechus to eat this slav. Uksiv. Then the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Vatal Shich Vasatal. And the tal was on top of the man. And then it says, Uksiv Beredes Satal. The tal came first, and then the man was on top of that. So which was on the top and the bottom. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Tal Milamala, Vatal Milamata. It was both. The Dome Kamosha Munach Bukufsa, and the man was like packaged away in a box, protected from the bottom and from the top. Then the Gemara describes the pasuk quotes, Dak Mechuspas, a very thin covering. So Amar Yish Lakish Davashin Muach Al Pisas Hayad, something that you would touch would melt with the touch of your hand, for that warmth it would melt away. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Davashin Nivla B'Masayim V'Arbaim V'Shmone Evarim. What it means is that it would melt away in the body. That when a person eats it, they wouldn't have any waste. It would go right into the 248 limbs of the body. Mechuspa Tuvahave. What's that point there? Mechuspa sounds like there are many of them. How do they define the word mechuspa sphere, literally? Is there a definition of it? There's not, right? Okay. So mechuspa tuvahave. The question is, doesn't mechuspa mean there are multiple things? The gematria mechuspas, let's do it quickly here. It's 61, 20, 200, 200. It ended up being 254 is the gematria mechuspas. So that's not 248. So the answer is no. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, mechuspas ksiv, without the vav, that becomes 248. So mechuspas means that it was nivla, it was absorbed in all 248 limbs of the body. Tanur Bar in the Brisa says, lechem eva, avir, abirim, I think it's pronounced. Pasuk in Tilim, right? Lechem abirim, yeah. Achal ish lechem. So lechem abirim, the lechem of abir usually means the word strong. So bread of the strong ones, they achal ish, a person would eat. So what does this pasuk mean in Tehillim? So Gemara says, lechem shemalachi asharis ochlin also divrei Rabbi Akiva. That men in the midbar were eating the bread that the malachi asharis would eat, meaning the malachim were the ones eating the man. We were zochet to eat that in the midbar for 40 years. When these things were said in front of Rabbi Shmuel, Amar lehem, tzuv amru lo, go tell the Akiva, go tell Akiva please, Akiva ta'isa, you made a mistake. V'chi malachi asharis ochlim lechem, do malachim eat bread? V'alo kvar nemar, doesn't say lechem lo chalti mayim lo shesisi. That Moshe Benu testified that when he was up learning the Torah for 40 days, he did not eat bread, he didn't eat drink water. Ela ma ani mekayim abirim lechem. What does that mean? Shenivla b'masayim varbam ushmona evarim. That the bread that was absorbed in 248 limbs, but not that it comes from the abir, the place of abirim of strong people like malachim. Malachim don't eat. Fine. So just a side point for just a second here. The Gemara describes Moshe Rabbeinu when he came down, so he went back to eating again, and we see from here. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu not eat up in Shemayim? Because you have to do minhag hamakom. If in the place where they're not eating, you can't eat. So he stopped eating there. So the Kotzker says that, you know, the raya is not from when Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim. The raya was when he came back down and he started to eat. And the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go 40 days without eating teaches us he didn't need to eat. So only when he came back down he decided to eat, that's the raya that he had to eat, because that's what we were doing down here. Fine. Now, if it's really true, though, that the man was really absorbed in all 248 limbs. So elamani mekayim, what do I learn from the pasuk? Vayosed tielecha al oznecha. There's a pasuk that talks about they would set up when a person had to go to the bathroom in the midbar, you'd have to cover it up so they wouldn't be exposed, so a person wouldn't ruin the tent and the learning and the shechina. So Gemara says, so what was the need for that if there's no waste? So Gemara explains, dvarm shetigrei umos ha'ulam mocher nosom lehem. Now as they're passing through the midbar, there are merchants going through, and they would buy things along the way. So those things that they would buy and eat, that would cause waste. That's the need for v'yaseh tielecha alaz necha. Rabbi Elazar ben Parta, omer af dvarim shetigrei umos ha'olam mokun lehem min man mafigim. Not true. Even the foods that they bought along the way from those merchants, the man had the ability to ruin those also, meaning to allow them also to be absorbed. It had a positive effect on all those foods as well. So there is no waste from those either. So then, Ela mani mekayim vayosed tielecha alaznecha. So where do the pasuk, which indicates that there was waste? La'achar shesarchu, after they went sour, after they went bad. Miyata Klaisel sinned. Rashi doesn't tell us exactly which stage that we have. Look at Rashi. See, Rashi says, Shenislonenu akach, when they started to complain on the man, then Akash Baruch Hu made that there be waste coming from the man. But before that, it was Mamish Nivla Bevarm. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Akash Baruch Hu says, Ani Amarti Yuhu Kemalachi Asharis, I said that you should be like a Malachim. Achshav, but now, Ani Matriach Osam Shalosh Parsos, I'm going to make you go, Matriach you three Parsa. Dichsiv, as it says, Vayachanu Al HaYarden Mibeis HaYishimos Ad Eva HaShitim, that you camped in the Yarden, you had to go all the way until Eva HaShitim. What does this mean? Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Lididi Chazali Hahu Asra, I saw this place, the distance. Vihavya Tlasa Parsi, the distance is three parsa. Vitana, the Brisa says, Kishaniftin, a niftin lolifnaim lolitzdadeim elachorehim. So what happened is, whenever they had to go to the bathroom, they had to go back three parsa in order to go to the bathroom. So initially, Akash Baruch Hu gave them the great matana, you could eat all the food that you want, and you don't have to go to the bathroom at all. They started to complain about the man, Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to make you guys matriach three parsa away from this machna every time you need to use the bathroom. And the law is you can't go in front, you can't go to the side, you have to go backwards three parsa, you can't run ahead of the camps. Okay, should we keep going weiter now, or is it good? Let's go to the top of the next page. Gemara now says, Vata nafshenu yuvesha, there's a pasuk also, here in Bamidbar, Vata nafshenu yuvesha, that now my soul is dried up, ein kol bilti, ein kol. There's nothing to it. What does this mean? Amru, they said, Asid manze shetipach b'mehayim. They were concerned. They were eating for 40 years. Now they say, wait a second. Where's that man going to? It's not coming out of us. So our stomach's going to blow up. Klum yesh yalod isha shemachnis veino motzi. Is there a woman who takes something in but doesn't give birth to it? Of course, everything leaves the body eventually somehow, some form. When they said, so that's why they were complaining about it. They were scared. They were scared that was going to happen. So when they said these words, this interpretation of the pasuk, Lefnei Rabbi Shmuel, Armalemi says to them, Al tikri abirim. Don't read the words as abirim, as strong, ela evarim. Davar shenivla b'masayim varbam v'shmona evarim. It was absorbed in the limbs. So, ela mani mekayim v'yosid teyelecha alaznecha. B'dvarim shebarn lehem mibidina sayam. Referring to what we said above, the foods that the merchants would bring. Davar acher, alternatively. Lechem abirim achal ish. Ze Yeshua shiyar lo man kineged kol Yisrael. So what's going on here? So it's saying here that we see ich again. The pasuk says lechem abirim achal ish ze ish. That refers to lechem abirim is Klal Yisrael. Ish ze refers to Yeshua, who is Yorin Mon to them. Look at Rashi in the top of Ein Vav. Rashi says ze Yeshua she'ala im Moshe ad chumei hahar. That Yeshua went out with Moshe to the mountain where the borders where he was able to go up until. And the Yaakov Moshe of Yeshua Misharza of Yah Moshe al Har Sinai, the Himtim Lo Yeshua Sham Kol Arbam Yom. Yeshua waited for Moshe Rabbeinu, his Rebbe, for 40 days. Shenemar, it says, Vayishma Yeshua es Kol Ha'am Bera. He heard the nation screaming. He didn't know what was going on, but he heard something bad was going on. Lamadnu Shelo Haya Imam, he wasn't with them. Visham Haya Yorid Lo Man Kineged Kol Yisrael. So Yeshua, when he's waiting up there, he was given man. So before everyone else got man, he got the man first. He was waiting on this little step on Har Sinai. And he got man connected to Kol Yisrael. No one else was getting man, but he was. That's what the pasuk refers to. Okay, and let's just go four more lines here. Ksiv, it's written, Hacha Ish, uksiv hasam kachas Yeshua benun, Ish asher ruach bo. So it says here, Ish. So we describe the word Ish, that refers to Yeshua. And it says there also, Yeshua is called the Ish. That's how we know this pasuk lechem abirim ish lechem refers to Yeshua, that he was a sole individual who received the man for those 40 days. Vema Moshe, maybe Moshe was the ish. Moshe is also called the ish. Tichsev ha'ish Moshe anamod. So maybe he was the one who's receiving man when he was up on Har Sinai. Mar says can't be Moshe because done in ish me ish vein done in ish me viha ish. Rash Moshe is not referred to ish. He's referred to viha ish. That's not the same word as ish that's found in the pasuk of Tehillim. Okay, we will stop here, and looks like we do not have a Marv.